We've made our way back to the press area here. It's the 2013 Land Rover Burley Horse Trials, and lots of people gathering in the press tent, Ed.
Well, yes, it's exactly 10:45, and I can tell you, the great and the good, that's us, plus others, are having their morning coffee.
Absolutely. Now, we celebrate the likes of the joints from BBC Radio 2's very own Claire Balding. We might kind of catch a word with her in a few moments. But anyway, most importantly, even more important than that, we are joined by Hebe Birdsall. Hebe, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Delighted to see you again. Another great year for your good self, because not only are you actually doing wonderful celebrity duty with your parents and the Johnny Birdsall Fox Hat Company and so on, but you've also had a movie premiere this year.
Yeah, Still Life went to Venice this week. So Joanne Froggatt and Eddie Marson were present. Look really fun.
So talk us about Still Life, and obviously folk know Joanne Froggatt is a fine soul, actress extraordinaire and so on. What sort of things were you doing in there?
I played a teenage mother, which was which was great. And I shared a scene with Eddie Marson and Joanne Froggatt, which was great experience learning from them.
And the overall pitch for the movie, I'm thinking about Richard Fitzwilliams, our movie film critic, etc. What's the general plot line without giving too many spoilers away?
Oh, it's quite dark. It follows a funeral worker trying to trace relatives of the dead. But it's got its lighter moments. It's a beautiful, beautiful film.
Interesting enough, obviously, looking at the contrast, because for your dissertation at Durham University, you're looking to follow the work of Sylvia Plath and other well-known happy writers.
Yeah, cheery subject. I'm doing it on depression in literature, which is fascinating. It's a lot of material to work with there.
What have your researchers shown so far?
Oh, it's just been really deep. Deep stuff.
I mean, the great thing is, I mean, obviously James Franco spins to mind, yes, comes to mind in terms of his own sort of views. Rosamund Pike has also done a whole range of things from that point of view. Doing an English literature degree, and obviously your love for acting, and indeed your role within Harry Potter and a whole range of other things, it's really sort of feeding in quite nicely to your hopeful chosen career.
Yeah, it is. I'm reading a huge amount of literature.
Reading is good.
Yeah, reading is good. And so there are so many classics I'm reading. I'm like, oh, I'd love to be in that period drama.
Theresa Account, Madame Bovary.
Yeah, I mean,
you're there. Exactly. Ed.
Hebe, you want to learn a little bit more about the world as well, and you mentioned that you might be looking at going to Australia.
Yeah, well, post-graduation, that is an option. A bit of travelling would be great.
And, well, you're speaking to somebody who had the opportunity to go to Australia for a month a couple of years ago, all expenses paid and everything, and for some crazy reason, I didn't go. So I would implore you, if you get the chance, do it.
Great advice, yes.
Obviously, we'd have to schedule the interviews for afternoon Australia time, so it'd be morning, so it'd be a whole range of things from that point of view. How have you found the show season with respect, obviously working with your parents and being a key part, obviously, of the Johnny Birdsall entourage?
It's been really fun. We've had a very busy summer. We went to the Game Fair and Peterborough Hound Show. And next we're off to Goodwood Revival, so it's all go.
And are there any particular sort of hats there which you think, yeah, when the red carpet thing comes around again, I'd go for that one?
Oh, that...
What are you wearing, Hebe?
That is like a Downton Abbey-inspired cloche hat, which is just beautiful, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think Ed, Hebe will be hopefully joining us for a couple of our other location reports, which is always great from that point of view. Any other thoughts for yourself?
Only that I'm being overpowered at this present time by the smell of lilies, and that must be the quality of, you know, what sets the Burley press tent apart from the others is that we have fresh tea, fresh coffee, and fresh... Oh, I'm getting overcome by the emotion of this.
I know.
Fresh lilies.
You see, Hebe, your first sort of... Have you ever been to the press area before?
I have.
Well, there we are.
Snuck in with Dad.
Yes, quite rightly so. Excellent. Hebe, a delight as ever. See you very soon.
Thank you.
Now, the joyous thing about Burley is we get a chance to do our annual piece with the legend that is Bridget Jennings. Bridget, good to see you as ever.
Oh, good morning. Lovely to see you too. And the weather's looking good, which is great.
Exactly. We promise you sunshine for day one and perfect sort of weather for day two as well. So it's and the exhibitors are happy because obviously you don't want to be testing out the various Dewberry boots, etc. when it's boiling hot.
No, but I should think the visitors will have a great time. There's wonderful trade stands. Lots of fantastic horses to look at, and the weather is looking good.
Ed.
And a good number of people having a really good day here today. You must be really pleased by the turnout. And this isn't just for Burley, is it? This is a very good thing for Stamford and the whole area.
Yes, brilliant for Stamford and the whole community. I mean, we expect about 160,000 people to come over the 4 days. It's a great opportunity for people to look around the area, enjoy Stamford, but enjoy some top-class competition here at Land Rover Burley.
100,000, we hear, are possibly estimated for the cross-country section on day three. That's quite a sort of large number of human beings.
Yeah, but it's a real spectacle, isn't it? We've got the most superb cross-country course, which is designed by Captain Phillips. Beautiful fences, beautifully constructed, and in the wonderful location of Burley Park. What more could you ask for?
And you presumably you don't take it for granted every year, but that wonderful house overlooking all of this, it really is the most perfect setting for a countryside event, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great thing with, you know, Land Rover Burley. There's something for everyone to enjoy. You've got this beautiful house in the background, lots of shopping, lots of other things going on, so there's something for everyone.
Very impressed with the standard of exhibitors as ever, and also that balance between some new exhibitors that are making their first sort of debut as far as the thing is concerned and a variety of other things. So that always helps in terms of the quality threshold.
Yes, the organisers here spend a lot of time from 1 year to the next making sure that everything is in the very best condition, that we've got the range of people exhibiting and people can really enjoy their day out.
Speaking earlier to Rupert Bell, he had a few interesting things. He's just coming through the main door at the other side of things, so he's on form there. Any thoughts for yourself in terms of who we should look for this year in terms of winners?
Oh, there's all sorts of people that could win, but it's got to be the three boys, isn't it? Andrew Nicholson, Jock Paget, and William Fox Pitt. But Pippa Funnel is back here again on a very good horse. We've got a number of first-timers who will be interesting to watch. And, of course, we've got the international element with Ingrid Klimke, who did a lovely test. So, who knows?
We're also going to be joined on our audio promenades by Hebe Birdsall, who indeed is a colleague of Nicola Wilson's. So it all sort of hinges together. Does planning for 2014 start pretty much the day after this particular event has wrapped?
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, and actually, while this event is on, everyone's watching to see how things are going and looking to how we can make it even better again next year. So
as we say, Ed, a five-star event with five-star publicity teams behind it.
And five-star staff. None other than in here, so good to meet you.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you. Lovely to see you.
It would be very inappropriate not to be at the Land Rover Burley horse trials and not actually experience the main ring, particularly on the day when it's dressage at the beginning of the whole sequence here. So, Ed, your thoughts on what we're seeing here?
Well, at the moment, I can't really see that much other than the stand.
Not that foggy, surely?
No. Looking forward to seeing this. It's quite a hush and a sense of expectation here in the stand on the... This is the south stand, isn't it? The south grandstand we're in, yeah.
Indeed, and we are just awaiting, I believe, Armada, ridden by Oliver Townend, owned by Paul Ridgen, to actually produce on that. Obviously, we're just providing a little smidgen of the kind of event that's actually here. This is the event that's regarded as, of the three disciplines in terms of cross-country, show jumping, and dressage, as possibly the most complex to understand in its own way, but also the more appropriately named equine ballet.
So can you help me to understand it then? What is it we are looking for here? What are the skills in dressage?
This is clearly when we should really be calling on Hebe Birdsall, but Hebe has not been... She has not been returned. Well, she hasn't returned as yet from wherever she's gone to. And we thought we could conceivably actually ask Claire Balding, but again, Claire, I think she's otherwise employed these days. That's okay. Anyway, in terms of the setup, my general understanding is that the horse and rider have to go through a series of predetermined exercises and control. And it's very much how the rider controls the horse and makes sure that both forward, backwards, sideways movements and various other critical aspects are very much to the fore. In musical terms, it's probably the equivalent to doing arpeggios, scales, and making sure you actually know your F major from your G minor and so on.
So it's very much the kind of motorized movements, if you like, rather than the piano concerto, which might be the jumping.
I think that's a useful analogy, and probably one which is unique to Southside Broadcasting and Siren 107.3 FM. So the other thing we find is certainly when the dressage event is actually on, there is a definite hush that descends, and it's not the hush rock band from Los Angeles.
Yes, I remember that from the Bramham horse trials, the hush that descended around the ring. So, yes, good.
Here last year with this horse, you were second runner-up at Gatcombe. Can you go better? You're in fifth place now, highest Brit.
I keep trying, that's for sure. As long as I'm highest Brit, that's great. I keep trying to beat these blooming Kiwis and Germans, but it's going to be a long process, but I've got some fantastic horses coming through, and I'm just very happy to be on this horse. Everyone knows he's a tricky bugger, but I absolutely adore the horse and love riding him, so it's a real privilege.
Ollie, best of luck.
Thank you.
Just a few words there from Oliver Townend. He's just actually done his dressage routine. We're joined now by Hebe Birdsall, our equine expert and actress extraordinaire. Hebe, dressage. I described it as equine ballet. What sort of things can we look forward to here?
Armada. Partnership eight, between the rider and the horse. It's very sort of delicate art.
Certainly in terms of understanding the way that the rider has to connect with the horse and obviously ensure that they follow this pre-conscribed series of activities, etc. Is it something you've taken up yourself at all in terms of controlling a horse?
Yes, I used to do a lot of pony club dressage, but not so much since I've gone to university, but it's something I really enjoy.
As ever, we have total silence when the other thing actually proceeds, so we'll let you cast your eye over this candidate and get your thoughts when she's wrapped it up. Mm-hmm. And there we are, the final nod at the end there. Hebe, what did you make of, I believe, Twinkle Bee, written by Anna Warnicker?
It's a lovely test. I think she had a few mistakes with her horse getting a little high-spirited, but it was pretty good,
In terms of obviously mistakes, I mean, that is one of the challenges. I mean, we talk about the horse trials, it goes back to the days of the cavalry where clearly you need to control your horse and they need to go through those three areas of show jumping and cross-country and obviously dressage.
Complete their dressage for Germany. We'll have a word with Spencer Stoney.
In terms of the whole system there, in fact, we'll have a listen to what the interview's about and then we'll pick up with this in a few seconds. Anna.
Four Badminton completions, four Burleys. This is going to be your fifth Burley completion, we hope. I know last night I saw you with your daughter Lucy, 7 months old now. You've got your work cut out, not only with her, but with this course I hear as well.
Don't say such nice things about my pony because I start to cry.
It's emotional.
Oh, the course, I think,
sweet.
Captain has done a fantastic job. I'm so excited for tomorrow. I think it is a really big, nice, early course. So hopefully, Twinkle Bee can show us how to do it again.
Just got a bit tight in there and a bit tense in some of those dressage movements. Talk us through the test a little bit as well, Anna.
He loves the medium canter to flying change. He just doesn't quite want to do it right. So. he just loves it. He loves exploding. So he kept a bit of a lid off on, so that was quite good of him.
well done, you two.
Sure about a horse that loves exploding. Can be very messy in various ways.
Yeah, I've got to keep the control then.
So when you're looking at an event like this, are there moments where you sort of think, I wish I'd kept the pony club growing and I still want to sort of take part in these five-star events?
Oh, no, wasn't for me. And it's so dependent on having the right horse, and anything can go wrong.
Confirmation,
lame, anything.
So
it's tricky.
Indeed.
Ed, how are you finding the whole thing?
I'm finding it very relaxing, actually. And, considering that some of the skills here one could apply to life a little bit more broadly, care and precision and dignity.
Care, dignity, marvellous. It's great. And I noticed, obviously, you're wearing a wonderful fox hat for creation as well, Anna. Hebe, good to see you.
Yeah, promoting the hat.
Penalty score of 52.8.